The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
We're walking to the table, my children.
It has been some time.
With the chitlins.
Hey.
Welcome, all my kids. Y'all are my kids.
We're here.
Full facts.
Yes.
We're here at the table.
This is a Red Table takeover.
That's right.
So, essentially, I'm the boss.
All right.
I just want to clarify it, because y'all might be looking at Willow, because, like, usually Willow's the boss.
Yeah.
But in today's episode, she's, like, my guest.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's great.
I'm just a guest.
Right?
Yeah. I'm just a guest here.
She's my guest. All right. So, with this movie, Emancipation was one of the most grueling and transformative and ultimately rewarding films of my entire career. You guys saw the movie. I really wanted to, as an actor, when I make things, when I put things in the world, you guys are my first round of thought. I'm making things to leave ideas for my children, and then it extends to other people's children and then to the world. So I'm excited to be able to talk about it.
No, me too.
All right.
Me too.
So it all started with this devastating photograph that many say is the first viral image.
The photo quickly spread across the country, shocking millions with the horrors of slavery and exposing the lie that enslaved people were treated humanely. Peter's portrait inspired many free black men to enlist in the Union Army.
I'll never forget the first time I saw that picture. It was so moving.
Yeah.
In such a just heartbreaking way.
Yeah, yeah.
And for that to be like the first like viral image is crazy.
Yeah.
So Emancipation is the story behind that famous picture. It's based on the life of a slave named Peter.
Give thanks to God. The Lord is with us.
Papa!
I will come back to you!
You walk the earth because I let you. I'm your God now.
Slaves are free. We must get to Baton Rouge through this swamp. Lincoln's army is there. There are many ways to die in a swamp.
She's persistent. Running, hiding, surviving.
I fight them. They beat me. They whip me. they break the bonds in my body more times than I can count. But they never, never break me.
Wow.
Wow.
I have not seen the trailer.
Crazy. Yeah. There was some deeply moving moments.
Yeah, it was rugged.
We had some calls while you were shooting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was very concerned.
You can tell. Did you FaceTime?
Yeah, he was just, it was, he can say what the vibe was.
You guys been around for most of my career. It's like, as the years have gone on, I've gotten more and more locked into these characters for longer
periods
of, of time. And it's just the weight of this story, the weight of these experiences, the quality of the actors.
Yeah.
It was emotionally, it was physically, it was spiritually taxing. One of the first days on set, there's a scene with one of the actors. He leans down in my face and he says, "You're a cold one, ain't you?" And then he ad-libbed. I was like, I was like, makeup. Right? No, but it was like.
No, you told me about that.
I was like, whoa. Every actor on this set was taking it really, really seriously.
Yeah.
When the first teaser came out, as people were like, why another slave movie? And it's like, this is not a slave movie.
No.
This is a freedom movie.
There were some parts of me when you said you were making a slave movie that I was like, mm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, originally I was considering doing Django.
Did you guys know that? Did you guys know?
Yeah. We had a family meeting.
We had a family meeting
about, and we all talked about Django.
Yes, yes, yes.
I wasn't all the way in, but one of the main reasons why I wasn't was the looks on your faces, because you knew what that would mean, and those characters seep back into the house.
Yeah.
So I invited college students to watch the movie and to share any questions that it brought up for them. So first up is Devin.
I just finished watching the film, and honestly, it feels like I just woke up from a terrible nightmare. My whole body physically hurt as I was walking out of the movie theater. That's how powerful the film was. It's one thing to read about slavery and all these terrible things that happened in history books, but it's another thing to watch it right there on the big screen. Will, how did playing a slave for months on end with people saying horrible and dehumanizing things to you affect your mindset? And what did you learn about yourself?
Oh,
that's a good question.
That's a great question.
Good question, Devin.
I was getting called the N-word, you know, 100 times a day by very good actors.
Yeah.
By very, very good actors, you know. It's rough. It twists your mind up. You have to be really careful because you definitely twist your mind up. There's like a magic moment as an actor you look for. The best way I can describe it is like you feel the character wash over you.
Yeah.
It'll be wardrobe. Yeah. It'll be a scene. It'll be the dialect, something. Yeah. What happened is we were trying on the neck chains. So where it's, 6 weeks before we're shooting and they're trying to get the right size and the right weight.
Mouth! Let's go! Mouth!
This feels horrendous.
Yeah.
Won't be too much work to find this character. Putting the chains on.
Oh, man.
As an actor, you're always trying to find the thing that makes you understand the character. On Pursuit of Happiness, Chris Gardner took me to the bathroom that him and his son had to sleep in.
Oh, my God.
And I walked in the bathroom with him, and I was like, got it. And as soon as those chains went on, I was like, got it. It turns off your agency. You don't want to step. You don't want to move. You don't want to look anybody in the face.
It's deeply dehumanizing.
Mm. Mm.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, that just put me back in there.
Damn.
That put me back in there.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Take a moment.
Sorry. Yeah, that's
wow.
So they put it on, so I'm standing there, and then he goes to take it off, and it doesn't work. So it's locked on, and my heart jumps.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no. So I'm sitting there, now he's running around looking for the keys, and for 15 minutes, I'm stuck there in the chain. Mm. And my heart is pounding, and I'm like, Will, do not freak, right? And I'm sitting there, and then it's like, I got it. It's like, I'm Will Smith with people running around looking for keys.
And your heart is still
And my
pounding.
Heart is still pounding, and I'm still scared. Imagine
what
it was like for Peter to have that stuff on barefoot. And nobody cares.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoop, yup, I got it.
Yeah, that was a powerful moment for you.
Physical and emotional claustrophobia.
Yes, absolutely.
Facts.
Really dehumanizing. And I haven't been able to articulate why, but I felt embarrassed.
Mm.
I was embarrassed while I was standing there and I was waiting. And it was emasculating, dehumanizing, all of that. And it was like, I'm like, got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Once you experience those things, they go into the same banks as your actual memories.
Yeah. Right.
You don't have a separate place for acting.
Yeah.
Your brain and your body recognizes it the same way it recognizes actual memories.
Right. Yeah.
You have nightmares about it the same way, and so it's all of that kind of stuff. But 6 degrees of separation was the only other time in my career where I got lost.
Mm.
Where I went too far with a character.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I went too far with Peter. I just lost track of how far I went.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
I got twisted up in there a little bit.
What does that look like for you, like losing track of that?
You go into a state, and when you go that one click too far, Will Smith disappears, and then what happens is psychologically you go farther and farther into Peter, and you don't realize that you are slipping away.
Yeah.
And then it's over, and you go back and you look for you, and you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to explain, right? So what happens, you play these characters, and when you play them long enough, it's like moving to another country and speaking another language. If you speak the other language long enough, you'll start to lose your native tongue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
crazy.
You can forget how you walk.
How your previous personality,
right? And, you know, you can see when actors get out on that edge, right? When you touch that edge of no self.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Trying out there. Peter is as far as I've ever been with a character, and you have to actually train yourself to be able to go farther and farther and farther.
It's a skill. I mean,
it's blissful out there, mm-hmm. right? To be in a scene and you have that moment on camera when you forget,
yeah,
and you're lost. It's like it's blissful, except when they say cut and you reach back for you.
Yeah.
Right? And you, it's a weird thing, but I got out there to that terrifying, blissful edge.
Mm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to show you guys in real life some of the brutal, dehumanizing devices that were used during slavery.
When you say in real life, do you mean
you
like right now,
devices.
Here?
You mean like right, real? Yes.
Oh, no. Wow. Why do we need to see that?
I just want, you have to know. So you have to know.
Yeah.
Wow, this is insane.
So that would go around your neck?
Yes.
Wow.
Keeps you from running.
This is like the ones that were in the movies that had like the bells on them and stuff.
If somebody would run. But like, who even dreams this
like,
up?
Like, that's what I'm thinking right now. To make a
Here's
contraption.
Here's the one with the bells.
Oh.
Feel the weight of that.
Ooh. Yeah, that's,
Right. Oh my gosh.
And just feel the weight of that, what it would do on your neck. Imagine somebody puts that on your neck. They can take any of you away. They can rape anybody they want, whenever they want. For me as an actor, my image was you guys and imagining being pulled away,
mm-hmm.
right? Just imagine somebody comes in here right now and beats me and snatches me away, and you guys don't know if you'll ever see me again. That is the legacy of slavery in America. It creates generational trauma. Even on a cellular level, you know,
it's
there's
been proven
some things.
Scientifically. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
As brutal as it is, there's also the other side of how resilient and powerful.
Extreme.
That blacks in America.
It's incomprehensible, honestly.
Yeah,
incomprehensible.
Let's talk a little bit about your physicality.
Yes.
And what you had to go through to get your body into the place making this movie. Because Willow kept noticing in the movie, like, he's getting skinnier, he's getting skinnier, he's getting skinnier.
Yeah, you guys may remember I posted the out of shape, the dad bod picture.
Yeah.
The dad bod picture was my beginning of preparation to lose weight for Peter.
Okay.
I was probably 225-ish when I started, and at the lowest on the movie, I got to 195.
Ooh.
Wow.
For me, the physicality is a big part of what makes people go, whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, to be able to transition and manipulate your body as an actor is a big part of the suspension of disbelief for people. And actually being out in the swamps.
Yeah, I'm sure you were just losing weight just being
there.
Yeah,
just it's hot, it's nasty. You're in the swamp, your hands are dirty, so you don't really want to grab food and eat.
Yeah. Like you were really in it.
Yeah, I went in there deep.
It's insane. What's the most impactful part of the movie for you?
So there was, I can't even talk about Peter without being all teary. So, but y'all see me cry all the time. Y'all see me cry all the time. So, Peter said in his writings, or there were probably dictations to somebody, but the things that exist historically, Peter was beaten into a coma.
Ooh.
Mm. And in the coma, he said he met God.
Mm. Mm.
And it's right in the middle of the movie, and he's been running for a few days, and there's no food and no water and out in the swamp. And he's there, and he's feeling lost, and he's feeling turned around, and his hearing's going a little bit. And he stops, and he gets himself together, and he goes, finds the gratitude to praise God in the middle of that.
Yeah.
It was one of the things that I wanted to be able to share with you all, the ideas that I learned from Peter. So the concept is that nobody gets out of this life without having to bear their cross.
Facts. It's full right? facts.
So you may not have to bear it to the level that Peter had to bear it or to the level that Jesus had to bear it, but the only way to be here joyfully is to be grateful for the cross you've been given to bear. You have to know that suffering leads to salvation.
Mm-hmm. Fully.
And the only thing that would make you not reach the promised land is giving up. And Peter knew and trusted God fully that all he had to do was bear his cross with gratitude. He was saying, thank you, God, in the middle of that.
Peter's faith throughout the whole movie was something that really stuck out to me.
Absolutely.
As well.
Peter has absolutely changed my life, you know? So, yeah.
It's and beautiful.
I heard a great quote. The only way to be here is you have to learn how to have an open heart in hell.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Here's a question from a theater goer from Los Angeles. What we got?
My name is Stacey Ramsey. I'm 23 years old, and I went through so many emotions throughout this whole movie, to be honest. Some were sad, some were happy, some felt really familiar because no matter what it is that you go through, there's so many things, whether it's people, work, family, that try to break parts of you, and it's so important just to push through and not let them break you. I have a question for Will. I just would really like to know what form of personal suffering did you tap into to execute this role?
Wow, that's a crazy question.
I don't have, thank God, anything in my life comparable to what Peter experienced. There's a universal suffering that I think we can all connect on. But I don't know what I would actually do in the face of that kind of demonic malevolence.
Oh, yeah.
To be really faced with
the true darkness.
I've had moments within myself where I've had to face things, but like to look into the eyes of that kind of malevolence.
It's either you are enlightened or you go crazy.
Yes, exactly.
There's no.
You either become enlightened or it breaks you.
Yeah.
Like that's it.
There's a term Plato used that puts those together, divine madness.
Yes. Mm.
That there's a certain divine madness that I was trying to depict from Peter. Because when you stop and you pray, in that moment,
when you're being chased by three people with dogs and horses,
that is a taste of divine madness.
Yeah,
that's what I learned from Peter. Like the idea of the darkness being the road to the light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
facts.
So one of the most critical moments in the movie for me was the speech that Ben Foster's character gives.
Yes.
Telling the story of his nigger house girl. And what was so beautiful about Ben's portrayal is he loved her.
You can tell.
And What I love is that you can see his heart was taught to hate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My father was a Cornhusker. My mother passed when I was young, so the job of raising me fell on our house girl. She took care of me. She fed me, she washed me, she taught me things. She's my friend. One evening, I asked my father if she could join us for supper. And he looked at me in a funny way and said, "Then what?" I said, "So we could eat together." To which he asked, "Then what?" I didn't know I was just a boy, but he did. He said, "First they eat our food, then they'll take our jobs, and then they'll steal our land. We give them so much as a crumb, they're going to take over the whole damn country."
Wow.
That's crazy.
And then he goes on to tell the story of how he watched her die for three days.
Yes, exactly.
In the field.
His father taught him hate.
And through trauma.
And through pure trauma.
It's like... I couldn't imagine seeing someone you love so much in the field dying for 3 days.
And you can't do anything.
Like, that on a child's mind like blunt force trauma. Like,
the best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ben Foster is phenomenal in Emancipation. I hear he sent the Red Table a message, and I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, wow.
Ben is the total opposite of his character.
Yeah.
You're like, who's that?
The first day of set was staggering. 200-plus background actors portraying the enslaved. I was walking past men in chains and in situations of such tremendous violence. And then I felt him. I didn't see him, I felt him. It was Will on set. But it wasn't Will Smith as we know him. It was a man, and that man was vibrating. It's animal stuff, it's hard to explain. But I could feel the presence of this man who was digging deep. And I passed him, and I felt, well, I'm gonna give him his space. We didn't speak for 6 months of shooting. What I saw with Will is an actor whom I've respected for so very long. I think does some of the most important work, not just of his career, but of current day cinema. This is a performance that speaks to the human spirit against all odds. The fight for love, the fight of faith, the fight to endure, and endure for love. I'm blown away by what Will Smith did in this film. What I hope people take away from this film is the worst thing that we could do is not raise our hand, is not to have an open dialogue. We must reflect on our past in order to meet our current day, and our current day is rife with frightening similarities of what happened during this true story when it took place. I happen to believe babies are not born with hate in their heart, that hate is learned, that hate can be unlearned, and compassion can fill that void, heal that virus, and we can remind each other of our similarities, our commonalities with empathy. We don't have to get each other wholly, but we must recognize that we're all flesh and blood. We're not here for long. Let's leave with kindness.
Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Well, that says it all right there.
Yo.
That was beautiful.
That's great that he felt you. He felt your presence.
So my side of that, right? It's interesting, that's my first time hearing his side, right? So we were having delays. I think we didn't even get a shot the first day.
Whoa.
There was lightning and there was heat and we had literally lost an entire day. So I'm doing my, you know, thing. I'm and the extras, hey, thank you all very much, everybody, blah, blah, blah. In my mind, I was giving my best Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben just walked past me and didn't say nothing. I was like, oh, he must not have seen me. And then for 6 months, he didn't speak to me. He didn't make eye contact with me. He didn't say a word. He didn't acknowledge me for 6 months. But what he did that first day, I was like, yep, got it. Mm. We're not playing. This is real. This is serious. We're not fooling around with these ideas. And I really credit Ben for clicking me into the next gear of depth and focus. So the final day, me and Antoine are at the monitor looking at the shot. And Ben comes over. He never came to the monitor, ever.
Yes, look at the shot.
So I'm like, so he's there, he comes to the monitor, he watches the shot, and Antoine said, I'm happy. We got it. And then I look over at Ben. It's his last day. He says, nice to meet you, Ben.
Stop! 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 That's crazy.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, because it was like, because you know, we had been through that whole movie together.
Bro.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Did you guys talk at all after that? Well, you had to keep
going. He left. He flew out. He went home. It was his last shot. It was his last day. Because he went from nice to meet you.
He wanted to make sure I can officially stop being this character.
My guy. Ben set the tone for everybody, right? And he wasn't going to his trailer. He was staying in his tent on the set, like, all day long. Like, his actor, like, his character tent. He had all of his stuff in his character tent.
Well, you taught me this.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great actors make everybody else's job easier.
Yeah,
they do.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you're great at anything, you make it easier for everybody else.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So that was it. You guys didn't talk anymore.
No, not till a few months after that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so then we came back together for some press or something like that.
Okay, then how was that?
But I was like, who are you? Who are you? You kind soul, you? Who are you?
Oh, man, that's crazy.
So the brilliant director of Emancipation, Antoine Fuqua, wanted to say this.
Hey, Will and Red Table Talk. Here's a few thoughts about Emancipation I thought I would share with you. When people go to see this film, I'm hoping they'll be inspired and experience the love story and see a film about freedom and faith and family, as well as a story about strength and perseverance. The story of Peter is incredible, a man that was a slave, but was free in his mind, in his heart, in his spirit.
Antoine is no joke.
Oh, no.
Antoine said, this is what it's about. I respect that.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Antoine is a beast, man. He created something I think is a real masterpiece.
Yeah, it really is.
The DP, Bob Richardson, put his thing down with this movie.
The cinematography is insane. And I've never seen any movie that just visually looks the way that this one does.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
One of the things that Antoine said that was great about that texture.
The tone.
He said he wanted to drain the color out of the Confederacy.
Mm.
Right?
Wow.
For that not to be glorified.
Wow. Yeah.
There's a great shot with Peter firing the gun at one of the last moments in the battle with the American flag going by in the background.
Got it.
And the story is that we fought for this country, right? We fought and earned our position in this country. We don't have to feel like outsiders here.
Yeah.
This is our
Even
home.
Even though we're treated.
Right. Yeah. You
very,
know?
Very, very the opposite of that.
And the thing is like, no, it's not America. Mm-hmm. No. We are America. Mm-hmm. Like, own it.
Yeah.
And not ownership in a way that is ours and not other people's. Like, it's all of ours.
It's exactly.
It's equally mine as it is yours.
Yeah.
We are a part of the fiber of this place. The ownership has to be in our minds.
Yeah.
In the same way the emancipation has to be in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Peter was enslaved, but he was never a slave.
But he was free within.
He was free
within. Really was.
When I was growing up, you know, because Daddy-O was in the Air Force.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so Daddy-O raised me like American.
Mm-hmm.
He raised me with the idea, if somebody said, go the fuck back to Africa, nope. You go back to wherever your people came from.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
You go back. Right?
I have this conversation with people a lot of the times where they're like, this thing that you're talking about is so dark, or this thing that you are shining light on is so terrible, but it's like, we can never forget about the history of the reality. Because if you don't know that those types of things are possible and people can do that to people, then, you have to move throughout the world knowing history, you know what I mean? Like, those who don't know their history are doomed to repeat.
Yeah, doomed to repeat it.
Yeah.
There's another one I really love. The one thing we learn from history is that we don't learn anything from history.
Yeah.
We do it all over again.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We do it all over again. And I'm hoping that it won't be the case.
Yeah.
It was really critical for me, for you guys, and really your generation, to see this movie and to understand the foundations of this story and what it means in this country.
Yeah.
You guys were born with a black president. I remember when Barack Obama got elected, and we were crying, and you guys couldn't be like, we knew he was going to win. It was like you guys grew up in a largely different era. So to me, it's really important when you know where you've been, it helps you get a better sense of where you're going or even why certain things are the way that they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Before we wrap,
yes.
We have a message from your biggest fan.
A message from my biggest fan? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, who is it?
Hey, babe, this is your mama.
What?
And I just want to tell you what a wonderful movie that Emancipation is. I just couldn't believe what a wonderful job that you performed, because Peter just came right through. And I looked and looked and I knew, I said, oh, that is my child. But Peter just exuded through you, and I just, you just left yourself and just became Peter. When Peter was in the swamp and is there, and it seems like forever in that water, and I wish I could have just gone in and just gotten you out there. Well, I know how much hard work and dedication you put into making this movie come to life. I can't wait for the world to see it and learn from it. I'm going to tell everyone that I know that they definitely need to go. I love you so much, and I'm so proud of you. And Trey, Jaden, and Willow, my mom loves you so much.
We love you, Mama.
Mama.
Thank you, Mama.
Clap her in. We clap her in.
Clap her in.
Clap her in.
Clap her in.
Clap her in. Clap her in. Yeah.
I'm so glad that we were able to have this conversation. Mm-hmm. I felt like I learned so much and that the entire youth is going to learn so much. Mm-hmm. Emancipation is streaming now on Apple TV+.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Are you ready? Or yeah, where y'all at?
It's a red table takeover with my kids, Willow, Jaden, Trey. I'm the boss, I'm in charge, and we're talking about making a movie,
Emancipation.
We're talking about the most grueling and transformative movie. No, it's fine, it's Willow. It's
not me.
Because you kids are playing behind me. You're playing behind me. Ad-libbing is how we got this house.
Okay. So just read the script, all right?
Me ad-libbing is the only reason.
That's why you messed up.
Y'all are here. Kept having sex because I was ad-libbing. Come on, kids.
We got you.
You kids are being so immature. Making the movie Emancipation. Tap now to watch. Check us out.
Boom.
Yes.
Boom.
Yes, I'm good at this.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/Red Table Talk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk Podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.